Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, I guess if they lose 30-0, we throw everything
nobody
out the
gets
window.
Nobody gets a serve ball.
Yeah, we just kind of play it by ear. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. First hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course. Atlanta Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We will get into an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes from right now as week four gets underway tomorrow night. We'll take a look around everything that's happened in the league over the last 24 hours. But Wednesdays at 11:40, Dave Archer joins the show, Atlanta Falcons Radio Network analyst. Arch, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, guys. I hope we all are.
Yeah, I think that's right. Let's just big picture it. I mean, you've now had a couple days to reflect on what took place on Sunday in Carolina. How do you kind of wrap your mind around exactly what happened in that game?
Yeah, it's tough. There's no question about it. I mean, we were not very good in two phases of the game. There's no question about that. I mean, we couldn't even field the kickoff. I mean, that was not good. So, and give them credit. They did. That was one of the better jobs I've seen of guys kicking off and knuckleballing the ball and making it bounce at about the 15-yard line. You know, you're kind of like an outfielder out there. Do you come in on the ball or do you stay back? And so we didn't do that very good. So hopefully we worked on that this week. And I'm sure I'll see it today at practice. As far as the offensive side of the football goes, dysfunction was the word that comes to mind, Andy. And dysfunction from a, you know, just maybe getting things to the quarterback and him understanding what they need to do, get it in a timely fashion. And then it seemed like there was a problem relaying things to guys on the field. There was guys confused coming out of the huddle. So there was a lot of dysfunction. And then once the ball was snapped, it didn't get any better. You know, you had a few runs by Bijan Robinson that seemed to crease him a few times. And there was a couple of throws that Michael made that you liked. But you had guys, the spacing in the pass game was horrible. Guys were in the same area together. Michael didn't seem to know which side of the field to look to. I mean, and so there's a lot of things there they're going to have to sort out and unpack. Defensively, I thought we played winning football, guys. I thought that, you know, 223 yards or 224 yards of offense, you win those football games. Yep. You gave up 61 yards on the opening drive and gave up 163 yards total offense over the next 28 possession minutes for Carolina. I mean, that's big time. That's winning football, you know, and they pressured the quarterback. They only got him on the ground once, and they still got to solve the problem of a quarterback getting out of the pocket. And lo and behold, we're going to have two guys this weekend that can potentially do that regarding whichever guy steps in and plays. So, you know, that's a quick synopsis of it. I'm sure it's nothing more than what you guys have said already.
Dave, what did you think about some of the changes that are going into this week as far as new receiver coaching, basically, and also Zach coming down to the sideline?
Well, I think let's talk about Zach first, because that's the thing that I think is going to be the most impactful, potentially, is Zach coming down the sidelines. Communication, you know, Randy, is paramount. So are we missing something? I think that the one thing you can't do is stand pat, because we've had a couple of weeks now where we've had a bit of an issue. But, you know, obviously the Minnesota one was surrounding probably noise, crowd noise, and that type of deal. This weekend wasn't that. There wasn't that much crowd noise there. we had some Q&K problems. Evidently, there was some issues going on with Mariota's or Mariota with Penix's helmet, and so I don't know what was going on there as far as it cutting in and out and all those kind of things. So anyway, regardless of all that stuff, you can't just stand pat and say, okay, well, it'll fix itself. You got to do something to fix it. So you bring the OC downstairs. I can tell you that face-to-face conversation is much better than getting on the headset with somebody and talking to them upstairs. There's things that you're going to think of that you want to say in between series that you don't say in just that little sit-down that you have with you put the headset on, you talk to the guy upstairs. He's going to be able to see your face, read your face. He's going to be able to read the situation better being on the field. And then if there's something he needs to get out there to you, Lord, you know, hopefully that's not the case, but he has to get something to you after that 15 seconds is done. He doesn't have to relay it to somebody to get it done. He can step out, pull his headset down, and yell out. So just the communication, you eliminate the middleman in a lot of that stuff, and you can see face-to-face. So hopefully that helps out. Michael said that that's what he had in college. He had a guy that was sitting right next to him, his coordinator, and he was able to talk to him, right? So If that's what makes him comfortable, then so be it. As far as the receiver thing, I thought from the beginning of the year, Randy, that I thought that we were not urgent enough in pass routes. I thought that there was a little bit of lollygagging around when you come out of routes. You got to come off the ball. You know as well as I do, this game is played at right speed. You know, the passing game is 3 seconds or less.
Yep.
And I need guys running full speed. I need the guys to declare for me, whether it's horizontal stretch or vertical stretch. I need to be able to see those seams where to throw the football. And I thought guys were running and covering themselves up, Randy. Mm-hmm. I saw two or three times this weekend where guys ran up the field and curled right in behind a linebacker. Well, I can't throw you the ball there. You know, find that crease, widen out, get in the crease and the hole and find me a throwing lane and I can get you the ball. Some of those things are going on.
Arch, what do you think has been the thing that has worked best offensively, the strength thus far, and how can they find ways, whatever that might be, to do more of it?
Well, the strength is, you know, it's no secret. Number 7's been the strength of the team, and the offensive line being able to come off and create some creases for him to run the ball. And you had a couple that almost popped this last weekend against Carolina. I mean, we were an eyelash from probably 2 long touchdown runs. So those things have worked. There are things open in the passing game, guys. You go back and look at the tape now. We had Kyle Pitts open on a seam route on that opening drive. It's going to be a 40-yard touchdown. He's going to walk in for a touchdown. I mean, I'm not sure where Michael's eyes are, and this is where you got to read. You got to double back down on what you're doing from a preparation standpoint. Are you looking at the right side of the field? How's the read supposed to be? You know, and some of those things, and some of that has to do with processing, and some of it has to do with him being comfortable with getting the play in at the right time. Is he absorbing the play? You know, they're going to have to go through all that process because you're talking about a guy that's played 6 games. And so I'm just trying to get the play called. And these are wordy calls. I'm trying to get the play called. If we're getting to the line of scrimmage with 5 or 6 seconds left on the clock, I don't even have a time to process what the defense is doing to me now. So there's a lot going on there for the quarterback. So they're trying to simplify that as best they can. But there's a lot of stuff there available offensively. We're just not cashing it in. And then we're making a few mistakes here that's hamstringing us with some penalties, drop balls, whatever it might be.
Does it just look like when you look at the receiver going back to like Darnell, it just seems like he's still working his way back in, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't hurt his legs.
Yeah.
You know, he hurt his shoulder, you know, and he supposedly is fully healthy. But, yeah, there's just routes that don't seem like they're full speed. And yes, there's – I guess, you know, you're thinking, you know as well as I do, Randy, when you're thinking, it slows you down. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm trying to think of what my conversion is or how to avoid this guy at the line of scrimmage or, you know, my depth of my route because he didn't get enough reps in training camp because he was hurt, yeah, that certainly could be some of it, no question about it. But I think that, you know, obviously them not feeling that there was synergy between the wide receiver coach and the receivers is probably why they made the decision they did. And they also sent in a message as well. Hey, we're not going to stand pat. We're going to do something to try to change the equation.
Dave Archer joins us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy every Wednesday at 11:40 to talk Falcons. We talked last week about how nice it was. And obviously Randy has influenced me on this one, how nice it was to see 2 tight ends in the game a lot on offense. We saw less Charlie Warner on Sunday. I know he got banged up too. Was the injury a lot to do with that, or was that something else?
No, I think that Charlie was a little banged up, but if he's playing, then I don't think that they're paring back the 12 package to because Charlie can't play. And Keegan Quatoriano went in, and he did some stuff last weekend, too, against Minnesota. So he was on the field. It was actually he and Charlie on the field a couple of times. So I think he's certainly serviceable where he could get in there. So I don't know that the injuries precluded them from doing that. You have game plans each week based on what you see from a film standpoint, what you've done against them before, what's been successful before. Remember, Michael lit them up last year throwing the football in that game in Week 18. You sprinkled the run game, and this is a defensive front that was in Carolina that's big in the interior, so maybe you try to run to the perimeter, throw the ball to the perimeter, make them run. That's conventional wisdom. Maybe they don't play a lot of complicated coverages, so you could throw the ball against them. That's when Michael had a big day, like I said, against them in Week 18. I think that was the idea going in. But you certainly have to be able to shift gears if that's not happening. And right now, the strength of the team are the two guys that carry the football and the offensive line coming off the ball. But, you got to be perfect when you do that. Randy, putting 10, 12 play drives together in the NFL is difficult because, one, you're going to either screw up or they're going to make a play and they're going to get you behind the chains a little bit. So they're looking for explosives. I mean, we've only got, I think, 13 explosive plays. That's 15 yards or more in the first three games. That's not very much.
Dave, turn to the page. They got the Commanders coming up. Don't know what their quarterback situation is, but obviously I think we saw yesterday McLaurin's a little banged up also, but coming off of a big win, if you want to call the Raiders a big win. But tell me about these Commanders.
Well, yeah, anytime you win, Randy, you're going to take it and run to the barn and get ready for the next one. The thing that Washington is able to do is they're able to run the football, and I know the quarterback is a little part of that. He was a major part of that was Jaden Daniels against us a year ago. I mean, he set a career, 127 yards rushing last season in that game in Week 17. Mariota had six, I think he had six carries for 40 yards this last week, and they ran for over 200 yards. They're number two in the league running the football. We're one of the best at defending the run, at least so far in the early season. So that'll be interesting to see those two kind of go head-to-head. And Atlanta's been pretty good defensively against the pass as well. So I think this will be a big challenge for them. Obviously, it is for us. And, the biggest thing is, can you take some of the pressure off of your defense with your offense?
Right.
Now that the defense, again, a lot of short field situations, felt like you were defending your backyard. That's where they got the football, was in your backyard, not in your front yard or out in the street. They got it in your backyard a number of times, and I thought the defense defended. So you can't allow them to possess the ball the way they did last time. They possessed the ball in that overtime game 41 minutes, counting the overtime. We had it for 25 minutes. That can't happen.
Arch, we appreciate it. As always. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Dave.
Thanks, guys. Good to be with you guys. All right, take care.
Dave Archer there, Atlanta Falcons Radio Network analyst, presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury lawyers get the strong arm. He's right about field position, too.
Yeah.
One of the things that, you saw it during the game, but then when someone writes it and says exactly what it was, they had like 23 yards on average of better field position than the Falcons did.
Yeah.
Falcons' average starting field position was at the 19-yard line.
Yeah, man.
Panthers was way out near midfield. You're not gonna win.
Roz addressing the media right now says, on the release of wide receiver coach, it's performance-based. We were going in different directions. Hard for me, hard for the organization, but a decision I felt that was needed to make this time. That's what I said yesterday. That's like, they're the most underwhelming group on the team.
Yeah, right.
They are.
Yeah.
And, letting Dave explain it the way he explained it, yeah, it looks like that. It doesn't look like you're – and, that's a shame because, you got a young quarterback. He misses, but there are reasons why. Like, because if you go back – and I watched a little bit more of the game because I always record the game – and went back, and it just seems like
grinding.
No, I wasn't grinding. I wasn't grinding.
Okay.
I wasn't grinding. But just looking at a couple things, and it was okay. Where the ball was thrown, you're like, well, the receiver's here. Michael threw it there. Was it an expectation that you're supposed to be there, or was the receiver's expectation that? So it was just a whole bunch of little itty bitty.
Yeah, this also isn't hindsight from Dave or from you. Like, you guys have talked about receivers and their routes and the crispness and certain aspects of it in the first couple weeks of the season.
Yeah.
This isn't just Ike Hilliard got fired, now I can be like, yeah, and the receivers weren't playing that good.
No,
like, everybody sees it. But I, obviously your guys' eyes are a lot more trained. I do think some of it too has to do with the fact that Darnell Mooney just hadn't played.
He hasn't played.
He's not gonna look sharp.
That has a lot to do with it.
But so?
Yep.
You're out there.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. When your ass got that uniform on, you're expected. It's not about rust and all that thing. I mean, it explains it sometimes, but no matter give a damn.
It's not an excuse.
Yeah, no matter
an explanation
damn.
Isn't always an excuse. No. In the bottom, look, I mean, this is the thing that football players say. If I'm playing, then the expectation is that I play to the highest level.
Yep.
So the Charlie Warner being banged up throughout the week, all that, so what? That's not – also, he didn't even play that much on Sunday.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to tell you like this. I don't know Charlie well. But I know Charlie was fine enough to play.
Yeah.
I know Charlie was fine enough to play the same amount of damn plays he played in the last game.
I think if you would have called Charlie's number on every single offensive play, he would have been fine.
He'd have been just fine.
He's pretty tough, dude.
He's built like that.
Something about those Raven County guys. You know?
Bump, bump.
Stockton.
He got his jersey retired last weekend.
Gunner did?
Yeah. Good for him.
Fitting.
Good for him.
I wonder if he can get a picture up. Because when you drive through Clayton... which we will later today.
I'm sure there's a billboard up there.
I haven't seen it. Now, there's a Charlie Warner picture. The Clayton County or Raven County or Clayton, Georgia. I think it says Raven County.
Right.
Proud home of Charlie Warner.
I know there's
And he has his Georgia jersey on. It's great.
There's
awesome.
Got to be a billboard up there.
I'll look.
Yeah, make sure you look.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I'll look. We'll drive through later. Should be. Maybe beat Alabama. You can't just get a billboard for beating Tennessee.
But that throw.
You got to beat Alabama. You beat Alabama, they'll put a billboard up. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us on a hump day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.